Hey, and welcome to another episode of Transformed and Renewed. Listen, if this is your first time joining us, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button on your screen or wherever you're listening to this episode. Make sure you support us, join us, send us a comment, share with your feedback with us, because we really do appreciate your feedback. And if you are returning, make sure you know what to do. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button if for some reason you had clicked it and unfollowed us, but make sure you do follow us for the latest content. So last week we talked about the CPI, and the CPI stands for the Consumer Price Index. And so we talked about that because, you know, when it comes to different goods and services such as food and energy, like gas and other areas that we may spend money for, like goods and services, sometimes we may not understand the trends, especially when it comes to year over year or even within a 5 year, 10 year period. But this is what we saw, was that this is important because when we see different changes in the economy, a lot of times people may not be aware of the news as well as what the news is saying, but also what the news is not saying. And this is just giving you some additional feedback. Not that I am a financial advisor and I don't claim to be one, but one thing I will tell you is that a lot of times when you receive news sometimes, or a lot of times, the news don't actually tell you what you really should know. So you may ask, well, why are we really talking about things related to the recession as a more so health and nutrition holistic platform? Well, because one of the areas when it comes to holistic health is pretty much the whole person. So when you think about finances, which we'll dabble every now and then, but that has a big impact. If you were to ask anybody when it comes to finances, that's something that a lot of people think about more often than not. Especially when it comes to your careers, how you're going to provide, even eat, how you are going to save money and be able to stretch your current budget, especially if you are kind of, if at work, you're not getting a pay increase. And so sometimes you have to get very creative with knowing how to create streams of wealth. So this hopefully is going to give you some insight in terms of, you know, when things start to shift or even before they shift, what are some of the things that we can do? So when it comes to prioritizing our health in the midst of a recession, I like to focus on before a recession happens. And unfortunately for a lot of people, when the recession does happen, it has pretty much started probably months ago. Even last, the 2008 crash, it was shown that there had been a recession prior to the National Bureau of Economic Research, the NBER, I forgot the acronym, but anyway, there is a bureau or association that actually reports when there is a recession. And by the time they actually did it, it had already been a recession for a little over a year, if not about close to a year. So I saw that to say, because when you start to see prices, like I mentioned last week, the prices of eggs, you know, when I was in the grocery store one week, and I can't make this up, I was in a grocery store and the price of eggs was 1 week, a dollar. Well, I want to say, I'll say 50 cents. It was actually 50 cents, cheapest it has ever been. Then probably 2 weeks later, same carton of eggs, same brand, $3. So it's not surprising. And I don't want you to be surprised. I mean, you may be, if you were to walk into whichever grocery store you shop in and you found the price of goods for, let's say you were trying to get a bag of frozen vegetables, or even let's say you're trying to get, oh, I could say probably a bag of ready to eat chicken. So it is probably fully cooked chicken. So 1 week, let's say this chicken, if it's like a pound or even 2 pounds, but we'll just say a pound, if that goes for about $5.50. Let's say probably the following week or 2 weeks later, that same bag of chicken is up now at $7.80. Okay. So that's an increase. Now it's not a 50% increase per se, but it is roughly at least a 25% increase plus or minus. And so when we think about that, that can be a big jump, especially depending on how many units of that chicken you typically order, as well as how often you buy that particular bag of chicken and even any other groceries that may have gone up. And so now it's a matter of, okay, is my income increasing to account for my groceries? Because again, sometimes when your finances are affected, it can get very easy to start to look at a lot of cheaper foods, which may not be the healthiest foods. And so that is a factor that I want us to really focus on, is when prices do shift. And, you know, it's one of those things that they will shift just because of the economy, as well as seeing when the inflation goes up, a lot of things will slowly, if they haven't already gone up, they will eventually. And so it's a matter of really planning. And that's something most people don't want to do. So some things that we can actually implement in how we can really prioritize our health is not panicking. Because for most people, when you hear of a recession, many people think the worst. They go to the two staples, three staples. But the two common ones are milk and bread, and the third one, water. And so you can probably argue that water is probably the top two. Doesn't really matter to me. I know that at least when it comes to milk and bread, and when there is any type of storm coming through, or if there is any type of crisis that is pending or on the way, most people, from what I have seen, have pretty much opted to exhaust milk and bread and water, and probably some other items. But those are at least the three common items that can go empty very quick in most stores. So when we really think about it, there are so many other areas such as produce. Do a lot of people get that? Not really, because again, if they were, then that would be talked about as well. Now, some people do, and I'm not going to overlook that. But one thing when it comes to prioritizing our health, we have to understand what is going to help us to be sustained during a recession. Because again, we also have to realize that, yes, while a recession or even any type of crisis may look quite terrifying, we have to realize it will not last always, as well as a long time. So when we keep that in mind, we can say, you know what, let me not overreact to this situation. Okay, let me just slow it down and let me really think about this rationally. Okay, and so how do we really do that? How do we really think about this rationally? So typically for me, and again, not telling you what to do, but you may find these suggestions helpful. Again, it's important for you to at least have a plan of action in place when things like this do occur. And again, they do occur because we know from history they have occurred. So at least for me, when we think about it, what do I really need to do in order to maintain as well as prioritize my health? And one of the things that I mentioned is we don't want to panic. We want to pretty much stay calm, but we also want to plan and we want to prepare. And what I mean by that is, when it comes to your nutrition, you have to really understand, okay, do I have any existing health issues? Because if I do, then that may determine some of the foods that I may need to avoid off the bat. And then also what foods that I need to focus on that could help to at least support, you know, my condition getting better, as well as help my other organs in my body, or just my body, would just staying healthier, okay? And so when we think about this, again, I probably sound like a broken record, but some of the common areas that I look at in terms of nutrition that are kind of just common ones that are non-negotiable, at least to me, are produce. Now, I know when it comes to conventional produce, a lot of that is treated with pesticides. And so I usually would recommend opting for organic produce. But even with organic produce, especially if it's fresh produce, you still want to do your due diligence by cleaning it. And sometimes I may clean it with a vinegar solution, usually 5% diluted acetic acid. And then I may add some baking baking soda to it just to assist with the cleaning. And sometimes I'll just let it sit for about 10 to 15 minutes, depending on how quick of a rush I'm in. Sometimes I may actually, at least for like apples or bell peppers, sometimes if I'm on a rush, I may just take some vinegar and put it on a napkin and just rub it all around the apple or the bell pepper, quite viscous, or aggressively, just to make sure I get any dirt off. But I also use enough vinegar so that it kind of soaks a little bit in it if I don't soak it. So that is just one way that I do still clean the produce, because again, it's in the store. People pick it up, people sneeze, and I can't tell you how many times I've seen people just pick up stuff, put it back down, sneeze on it. So not that I pick it up, I usually try to pick something up that's buried deep down in there. So at least be wise about if you're gonna get the produce, okay? When it comes to frozen produce, I usually like to get that in bulk, especially if it's at a decent price. And then I also like to, with a lot of the foods that I get, I like to inspect them. And then, so we have produce. And then we also have, when it comes to carbs, because that's something that a lot of people like, carbs. Again, carbs are energy and it's understandable, but we have to understand what types of carbs to get. And I would say usually whole grains, so such as whole grain, brown rice, usually whole grain pasta, whole wheat pasta, even when it comes to legumes like lentils, beans, these are excellent, especially beans. You cannot go pretty much too bad with beans because it's a great source of protein. And then you're also getting carbs, but fiber as well as with that. So you're not only just getting so much carbs, it's just coming at you. And I can tell you, when you start to eat a lot of beans, you will notice the difference, okay? So again, those are actually two areas that I would recommend in case during a recession, because, you know, stuff a lot of people don't really think about in terms of, okay, how do I really manage my budget? I can tell you that at least when it comes to beans, they are fairly inexpensive compared to buying a ready-to-eat meal in the store. I want you to just do a price comparison. If you were to get a pound of beans or even 2 pounds of beans, compare that to getting a frozen meal that would at least feed you for probably about maybe 4 servings. And when you look at beans, that can actually feed you double the service, or at least 8 servings. And do the math on that, and I can guarantee you each time the beans are usually going to be cheaper and they are going to last you more servings. And so that is the beauty of it. When you start to really plan out your nutrition list and really start to reevaluate your grocery shopping, you'll notice that you could have, you know, said, you know what, I can actually cook this. And trust me, for someone who's been cooking, doing a lot, I can tell you that you actually save more money by buying your groceries and then just making the meals, as long as you are planning, saying, okay, how many meals, what I like to make from these groceries, and how and what types of groceries do I need to get. I can tell you, once you do that, it's almost like you have a consistent budget. Usually if you stick with that, sometimes you may say, you know what, I want to rotate. I may want to get this particular food item just to try it in terms of produce, or it could be a type of whole grain, or even it could be a type of lean meat. So, you know, I just want to try this, but I also want to keep some of my regular items. That is also a great way to do it. So when it comes to grocery shopping, that is going to be a way that you can do that. And again, this is, I share this because, again, this is going to be a way that you can actually save more money versus spending more money. Because again, when you have other areas that you could be spending money in or money that's needed in these other areas, you're kind of going to be looking at different areas where you can say, how can I really adjust these? And so grocery is likely one area, as well as looking at how often do I eat out. Okay, because if you do the math on that, they can probably tell you, okay, I really need to get this together because the grocery is here, but my eating out is up here. And last week we actually saw the charts that showed that eating at home was at like 3.6%. And then eating away from home, which is eating out, is about 7.1%. So that is basically a doubling when you're eating out. Okay. And so this was from June of 2022 to June 2023, the CPI for food. Okay. So you at least saw that this was nothing that I was making up. Okay. You can even go to the, I want to say it's the US economic site, and you can look that information up, the CPI. But if you type CPI in, it'll actually prompt that chart that I showed you. You can actually check out that data on hand. So before we wrap up, another area that I did want to share is you also want to focus on your fitness. Okay. So you can eat the best foods, which is great, and it's always good to do that, have good nutrition habits. Every now and then you may say, you know what, I want to indulge. Nothing wrong with that. But I will say you want to always be a good manager over what you have been eating, as well as what your body can take. Okay. Sometimes our body will let us know we shouldn't really eat that. We don't need to eat that, at least at this time. And if we do try to eat it, the body will let you know. But when it comes to fitness, you have to really start to get it in. And what I mean by that is getting into a gym and really starting to push yourself, get that body moving. Because again, one thing that I shared probably a while ago is that as we age, we start to lose a percentage of muscle. Okay. So if you're not working out as much, or if you're not really targeting certain areas, then you're just going to lose a lot of that muscle. And you'll notice that as you get older and you try to lift certain things, or even basic functions such as climbing the stairs or even squatting, you may start to feel pain. And that could be because your muscles are not as supportive of what you're trying to do. But if you were in the gym doing those squats, at least doing some warm-ups, and I'm not saying that you have to squat 400 pounds if you want to, but again, when it comes down to exercising, usually I like to start off, if I haven't been in the gym, toning my body. So this is where I'm just getting the reps, and I'm also using weights or even, resistance weights that are going to allow me to perform each rep accurately. Okay. Now, as you kind of get more into the gym, then you may say, you know what, I want to really do more resistance training or strength training. And so then you may increase the weight, or you may say, I really want to deal with some cardio. So you may get on the treadmill, you may do some burpees, et cetera. But the point is, you want to get active, whether it's at the gym, whether it's with a group of friends or even coworkers, or even at home, which was something that I did during the pandemic. I was just working out consistently, stuck with a schedule. And that is one way that you can really be accountable. So sometimes I realize that people need someone to help them to be accountable, because otherwise you just won't do it. It's kind of like a task that you know you need to do, but you just don't do it. But one way that you can do it is you have so many options, but it's just a matter of saying, you know what, let me just pick one and let me just do it. Okay. Because again, exercising is going to help your body with staying intact, at least for the most part. So this can cut down on any type of health issues. And I'm not saying that this is going to prevent any health issues, but at least this gives you a better chance of avoiding heart disease, cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, high blood pressure, etc. And the list goes on. Typically, a lot of the common hospital issues that a lot of individuals face, the top 10 issues that people are diagnosed with, those can actually be avoidable based on lifestyle choices. And those choices primarily deal with our nutrition, you know, our fitness, as well as our environment. And this could be, you know, if you're exposed to stress a lot, how do you deal with that stress? Are you in areas where the air pollution is poor? And that can even have an effect on your brain function. So these are just different areas to think about, you know, again, as we go into recession, because again, before we even get into a recession, which, to be honest, I feel like we have been in a recession, at least for the past, at least from 2022, seemed like it was a light recession. But I will say that even before the actual news is reported or broadcast around the world that we are in a recession, it's important to have some of these game plans or game plan in mind, because that way you're not panicking like everyone else. You're able to say, you know what, Jerry gave me some information, I took that and I kind of made me a plan and I'm confident in this. And that is kind of my goal, is to help you to really start thinking about a lot of this, so that way, in case you haven't done this before, you can start doing it now, okay? And that's what I've been doing, is just looking, doing some research and seeing, okay, how can I stretch, you know, dollar? How can I allocate different money for different groceries if they were to increase? And what are some of the things that I would get that are kind of non-negotiables for me? And so this is just things that I do and they're actually helpful. And this is another piece, is that even if there were a recession was to happen, that's not to say that all the grocery items in the store are to go up, but at least you are aware of some that most people will often overlook. And so when we really think about that, some of the healthier whole foods that a lot of people may not get, those can actually be the dollar savers, okay? And they're good for you, okay? So it's nothing guilty about that. And I don't, you know, apologize at all when, you know, I've got many deals that I haven't really told a lot of people, but they were actually cheaper than what I know they go for in the market price. So again, a lot of this is stuff, again, that people don't know, but I'm sharing it with you because, you know, that's what I want to do, help you before the worst occur. Okay. So if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button, and feel free to share this content, because again, I share this with you because I've seen different things occur, but I also know that some people just are not aware of the news as well as what to do about it. So I hope that you found this helpful. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me, because we do want to make sure that you are transformed and renewed as your whole self. Okay. So make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Make sure you follow us for the latest content. And until next time, hope that you enjoy your day, morning, evening, wherever you are, and I will talk with you soon.